Thank you very much to our guests, to George Lakey and to Brett Scott. Now stay tuned for Highway 322 and have a very good evening.
As you participate in Colorado Gives Day this year, keep KGNU in mind. Give where you live. KGNU is a fabulous resource for the community. Local music, local news, features of local nonprofits throughout the year. Increase the value of every dollar you donate through a $1 million incentive fund by pledging now at coloradogives.org/KGNU.
It's 7 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, streaming live online around the world at kgnu.org. It's 7:01 now. My name is Greg, and welcome to Highway 322. Each and every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m., we bring you the best in classic folk, Americana, and other like music. So let's get the show started tonight with a tune by the wonderful voice of Cheryl Wheeler giving us The Harvest. Thanks for tuning in.
The sky was mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow. It was the last day of the harvest. Brian Bates drove down that road. His wife was newly pregnant in a trailer outside of town. She sewed new gingham curtains. Life was gonna turn around. They were married back in high school after that time on Harper's Road. The passion, it was fast. They never thought about slow. Boss was out deer hunting as Brian loaded the hay in. He was just a hired hand in the morning whistling. Standing like a silo, swept by the wind. When the job was over, another one would begin. 4 years youth, it had been harvested like the dry winter hay, or a snow that falls too quickly and just as soon melts away. Mary's washing up the dishes in Brian's coffee cup. Dog barking at the window as somebody drives up. The sheriff says it was the combine, must have cut his sleeve cuff. Boss found him at 10:30. And there was nothing to be done. Mary, she sits down, she feels that kick inside. She's 16 years old, she's already lived a lifetime. Everybody liked him. Piper said he was a friendly guy. Neighbor said these kind of things, they just happen sometimes. Her eyes pierce the distance. She watches the wind blow. She wonders where it's going and what road she'll follow. Last day of the harvest, Brian Bates drove down that road. The sky was mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow. Thank you.
funny Bessie Logan, she's handsome, young, and fair. And though the very wind it blows, it lingers in her hair. She's lightsome, young, and lovely as she comes o'er the lea. But bonny Bessie Logan was our young for me. Bonny Bessie Logan, the lads all knew her style, and all come on for her to win her loving smile. I fain would be among them, but och, that canny be. For bonny Bessie Logan was our young for me. Bonny Bessie Logan, she stole my heart to warm. And when I think upon her, the tears do softly fall. For now I lie with the same until the day I die. For bonny Bessie Logan was our young for me. Handsome, young, and fair. And though the very wind it blows, it lingers in her hair. She's lightsome, young, and lovely as she comes o'er the lea. But bonny Bessie Logan was our young.
Now and then it keeps you running, never seems to die. Trail spent with fear, not enough living on the outside. Never seem to get far enough, staying in between the lines. Hold on what you can, waiting for the end, not knowing when. May the wind take your troubles away. May the wind take your troubles away. On the floor, two hands on the wheel. May the wind take your troubles away. Trying to make it far enough to the next time. Thank you. your guitar and settle down. Catching an all-night station somewhere in Louisiana. It sounds like 1963, but for now it sounds like heaven.
Welcome back. It is 7-Eleven right here at your community radio station, KGNU Boulder, Denver, worldwide at kgnu.org, 24 hours a day and every day of the year. You can also catch the shows on podcast at afterfm.com. It's a very easy website to maneuver around. Just go check it out, and you can download and listen to any show that you like. All right, that first set, we ended up with Sun Volt giving us Windfall from their Windfall record. Jay Farr there giving us the lead vocals. He was and still is Sun Volt. Before that, a very, very cool song. Been listening to a lot of Irish and Scottish music lately, and I thought, I'm going to play some Ed Miller. Ed lives in and around Austin, I still believe. That's an old traditional Scottish tune, Bonnie Bessie. That record was produced by Rich Brotherton, who is the guitarist for Robert Earl Keane, and himself an unbelievable musician. So it's a fine, fine song by Ed Miller. And we opened up with Cheryl Wheeler giving us The Harvest from her record titled The Harvest. All right, it's 7:12. A couple things happening tonight at about 7:30. Going to have a ticket giveaway. We have a ticket. Let's see what we got here. This is a pair of tickets for, these are for the Saturday show for the 28th Annual Colorado Poetry Gathering, January 19th through the 22nd. So this would be the 21st Saturday, a festival of Western music, poetry, and storytelling performed by top Western artists, including the Western Music Association's Entertainer of the Year, Kristen Harris, and the Male and Female Poets of the Year. Come see us at the American Mountaineering Center in Golden, Colorado. More information can be found on the website at www.coloradocowboygathering.com. We do ask that you be a KGNU listener member and have not won anything from us in the last 30 days. If you are not a KGNU listener member, we invite you to become one now. These will be two guest list tickets, no age restrictions, so you can take your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your kids. It was great. I went last year myself, Big Daddy and Will. No, Will didn't go, sorry. Big Daddy and myself, we volunteered one night down there, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous gathering of fine music and poetry, great folks, and it's just a fun place to take the family. So I highly encourage that. So in about 15, 16, 20 minutes or so, we'll give some tickets away to that show. Also, a little later in the show tonight, a short show, but I've got to have some guests in the studio. I'm going to have the fine Americana band from the Fort Collins, South the Cedars, is here to join us to talk about their CD release party tomorrow. The new CD just coming out. It's called Sunny State. It's really good. There's some fine stuff on that. And they're here to tell us about that, talk about the music, where they're playing, what they've been up to. And I think you'll enjoy that. So we'll probably do that about maybe 6:35, 6:40, and get them in here for 15 minutes or so to, like I said, talk about what they're doing, play some music, and talk to them and get to know them a little bit. So keep your dial riveted right here to KGNU. Okay, let's just get back to the music. If you like what you're hearing, give me a call, 303-442-4242. If you got a request, probably won't get to them tonight, but I'll do it next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi-Fi Love. You've been singing like the devil. I always knew she was a girl. Angel of mercy, seems like she left me in a wolf and sheep kind of world. Your PA's squealing, your band is reeling, but I just can't get enough of your old French ticklers, no one in particular. Your sundown high-five love. Go ahead now, mess up a marriage, make them act just like a fool. I've seen you standing beneath the moonlight, and I've been feeling like I do. Been knowing no one, next to nothing. I guess I had it pretty rough. Would you like some Sancho knocking, Freebird rocking, white trash high-five love? Big leaf wearing, doobie sharing, Pink Floyd high-five love. Do-do-do-do-do. Dreamer, white line princess with a maple leaf tattoo. You've been drinking like a bricklayer's daughter. I've been getting close to midnight highway, made you crazy. Nickel. Would you like some neighbor waking, old bone shaking, Howlin' Wolf high-five love, Bill Cosby fearing, Oprah loving, Fat Albert high-five love, whiskey drinking, folk music singing, midnight high-five love, pissing on holidays, shillelagh, high-five
Thank you. fora do artifício, feito de gramba dentro. Só levar que se estiver, só passar da privé. Em que tem na lemina, da tatona de breve. Tu fais comme si y a mon chien gros criminel, tu fais des feux du mal.
These guys, huh? Paul Glass and Scott Newman. You won't hear my voice trying to change your mind. You won't see my face or the tears I cry. You won't feel my hold you in the dark, but I'll be there. I'm gonna haunt your heart. When you walk the streets on a full moon night, and it's only your shadow, it's at your side. You won't be alone wherever you are. I will be there. I'm gonna haunt your heart. Haunt your heart till you overcome your fear of love. Haunt your heart until you see. Us time apart, but the love we made is gonna haunt your
the love we made is gonna haunt your heart when the midnight silence speaks. Don't be alarmed. It's only me. I'm gonna haunt your.
Welcome back. This is the Highway 322 show. My name is Greg, and I'm happy and proud to be your host this evening. Every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m., we bring you this 1 hour of folk Americana and the like type of music. That last set we closed with Bold Marauder by Mimi and Richard Farina, an old standard classic folk tune. Before that, we heard a really cool song by a wonderful singer-songwriter out of Austin, Texas. She's been there a long time. She used to be Eliza Gilkison's backup singer when she started off down in New Mexico. Her name is Christine Albert, and she gave us Haunt Your Heart. If you ever get down to Austin, please check out Christine Albert. She is fabulous, and she plays all over the city. Wonderful singer. Before that, man, Nathan Abshire and the Balfour Brothers giving us Bastille Breakdown. It's a big shout-out to my buddy Big Daddy and Julie, who are out in California. So a little Cajun music for Cajun Dan. And then we opened up with another song from a South Texas song singer-songwriter, Jamie Lynn Wilson, giving us the tune Hi-Fi Love. And that comes to us from a brand new CD. It's called Highway Prayer. It's a tribute to Adam Carroll, a wonderful, fabulous singer-songwriter out of the Central Texas area, where many artists lend their talents to this compilation, including James McMurtry, Hayes Carl, Slade Cleaves, Band of Heathens, chock full of people. Danny Barnes from the Bad Livers is on there. Jason Eady, Terry Hendricks. It's fantastic. So check that out, Highway Prayer, a tribute to Adam Carroll. All right, so I'm going to play one more song before I bring those South to Cedar folks in here. What I also want to do is give these tickets away. So these will be for the Colorado Cowboy Poetry Gathering happening, the 28th Annual Colorado Cowboy Poetry Gathering happening January 19th through the 22nd. These would be Saturday, the 21st tickets, a festival of Western music, poetry, and storytelling performed by top Western artists, including the Western Music Association's Entertainer of the Year, Kristen Harris, and the Male and Female Poets of the Year. Come see us at the American Mountaineering Center, Golden, Colorado. More information can be found on the website at www.coloradocowboygathering.com. We do ask that you be a KGNU listener member and that you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days. If you're not a listener member, now is the time to become one. Go to kgnu.org, click, and you'll find it. It's very simple. These are guest list tickets. It's really fun. And I can tell you, seriously, Kristen Harris is the real deal. She is unbelievable. Incredible young singer, songwriter. And she is just fantastic in her early 20s, I'm guessing. And she's up from near the Dallas area. I want to say McMinnville. God, I hope I got that right. I don't know, Gary. Call me if I got it wrong. But you can't go wrong by checking this show out. So I'm going to take the first caller when the music starts. I'm going to play one more track, then I'm going to have the folks come in again from South to Cedars. 303-442-4242 for a chance to win the tickets. So if you're interested in going, please give a call when you hear the music. Thanks for tuning in.
Stop spinning round when I've lost my way.
We have a winner.
Darling, you make the blues feel like a sunny day. When you're standing right here in front of me, just a smile from you is all I need. Darling, you make the blues feel like a sunny day. When the song is sad and the bluebirds sing, you're a kiss from heaven sent down to me. You're my angel, you're my shelter from the storm. When the clouds outside are all I see, you brighten my day with the love you bring. Darling, you make the blues feel like a sunny day. If the time should come where I should slip and fall, you can lift me high up above it all. Darling, you make the blues feel like a sunny day. When the song is sad and the bluebirds sing, you're a kiss from heaven sent down to me. You're my angel,
you're my angel,
you're my shelter,
you're my shelter
from the storm. When the world outside stops spinning round, when I've lost my way, when I'm feeling down, darling, you make the blues feel like a sunny day. Oh, darling, you make the blues feel like a sunny day.
Welcome back to the show. We did have a winner, so that's always good. And she will enjoy the show for sure. Let me get everybody's mics turned on here. All right, folks, you're hot. Your mics are hot. Is that what they say in the business? Something like that?
Ooh, got a hot mic.
Got a hot mic. Joining me in the studio tonight is South Deceiters. Again, going to talk a little bit about their new record they are getting ready to release. And their record release show tomorrow night. I'll let them talk about it. Great Americana, folk, bluegrass, a little bit of everything, I believe I would categorize that. And with a tinge of rock, I think, even, maybe. What do you think, Ben? Is that a good way to put it?
Tinge of rock, a bit of folk rock, indie rock, all mixed in.
Right, right.
Country grass.
Country grass. I like that.
We've heard different terms for our music.
It's like the brown grass in my front yard right now. You guys can move a little closer to that mic. So tell us a little bit about what's going on. The new record, maybe where you made it, and what's going to happen with your release party, and where folks can find out about it and get the record itself.
Sure. This is our first full-length album. We recorded it in Stout Studios in Fort Collins with Darren Raddick. Maybe spent about 6 months working on and off on it. And so we are releasing it tomorrow night officially at High Hops in Windsor, at High Hops Brewery.
Nice.
High Hops, is that right? High Hops mm-hmm. Brewing Company? Shauna's going to correct
yeah.
me if I'm wrong. The album's titled Sunny State. Cool thing is we're, the brewery is co-releasing Sunny State Crew beer along with. So that's exciting. So anybody that wants to come out and check out some good music and some good beer, come out to High Hops tomorrow night.
Well, I would be there, but I'm doing the blues show tomorrow night, so I'm going to have to respectfully miss this show. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. So why don't you guys all introduce yourself and just tell us what you guys all do and what instruments you guys play, just so we got four of you in here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Greg.
Greg Fisher, fiddle and vocals.
Can't see you over there. I don't, like I said, I wouldn't forget your name because we have the same name.
I don't think the viewers can see us either.
Yeah, well.
The listeners, I don't know. I'm Jimmy. I play bass with these guys.
Nice. And I know that you were talking a little bit before. You're a big jazz fan, it sounds like.
We're walking
through the CD library there and you were kind of liking that.
Oh, yeah. I'm a jazz student at UNC in Greeley. I'm in the vocal studio.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's super cool out there.
How is it playing?
He's a great
this?
Singer.
Is he really?
He is.
Oh, I trust it. We're going to hear a little bit here in a minute. So your music is, are you more of a jazz guy? Is this something that you like to do for fun? Or do you find yourself, I mean, is jazz your number one kind of deal?
Well, jazz is certainly the thing I spend the most time on.
Right.
As
right,
a function
right.
of me being a student.
Right.
I don't know. I'm a pretty diverse music listener, and I love playing jazz, and I love doing jazz, but it's not popular enough to make a living only doing jazz.
Right.
It's not popular enough to get lots of gigs only doing jazz. And so I like to diversify. And I really like this music, too.
Yeah, it's fun, and it probably gives you a chance to not maybe as, I don't know, just let your brain go in a different direction a little bit.
Yeah.
Be creative, so to speak. All right, Ben?
Yeah, I'm Ben, and I play guitar and sing and do most of the songwriting.
Nice. And what's your musical background? I mean, what kind of stuff do you like other than what you're doing?
I was in band. I don't know. I've just been, I grew up, I think I got a guitar freshman year in high school. Ever since then, I've been in love with playing guitar and then writing songs. And more recently, I've focused on being a singer-songwriter.
Well, you got to have a few of those or else you're in trouble, right?
Right.
Shauna?
Yeah, I'm Shauna, and I mostly sing with this band. So.
And you've been singing your whole life.
My whole life.
In cars.
Yeah.
On road trips.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's always somebody in that family. Well, that's great.
Yeah, my dad, I think he would say I was probably singing before I could talk. So, and that's probably my favorite thing.
What a great passion to have. Yeah. Well, the vocals are great. I checked you guys out. I kind of like that there is a lot of different elements to your music that is really what kind of, I think, separates bands from just, okay, we're just going to do this or we just do that. And you don't have any, like, electric guitar or anything like that in there, do you?
If you listen carefully, there is some.
Is there?
Yeah, it's really no subtle. Distortion. It's kind of subtle.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Nice.
But we don't have electric guitar when we play out live.
Right.
It's more just to kind of accent things in the album.
Right. And vocals are, of course, important to your sound and your music.
Yep, that's a big part.
And you guys have been gigging around a lot. I noticed that. I even, tell us some of the places you guys have been playing and maybe what you got coming up, and then we'll play a song and come back and chat some more.
Oh, gosh. Well, we just feel really lucky. We've been playing all really along the Northern Front Range for about the last year and a half or so. Just had lots of great opportunities. And then, tomorrow night, we have our CD release party at Windsor, over at High Hops in Windsor. But then on Saturday night, we'll be in the town of Meade for their holiday celebration. And that's
your little town.
In my little town.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and that'll be a great, that's always a really fun thing. They have a light parade and it's a free chili dinner, and then they'll have live music. And then on Sunday, we actually are honored to be performing at Hody's Half Note.
Wow.
As part of the Scene Magazine's 10 emerging bands in Northern Colorado. So we'll be competing against a bunch of different genres. But the prize is really great, and we're excited about that opportunity as well. So
Hody's is that's a big deal. And
yeah.
You have some great national touring acts coming through there, and it's a great venue, and you're going to be busy the next 3 days.
We are pretty busy the next.
And the Meade thing, since I'm a Longmonter, but the Meade, I've been to a few functions out there, and those little town things are just the best, right? I mean, whether it be Meade, I mean, you just get that feeling of family and fun and just really try to get in the spirit of the holidays.
Oh,
which is really great.
Yeah, it was. We played it last year too. It was really fun, and we've played their summer concerts.
And Little Meade's not so little anymore, though, either. You got the big high school out there and everything, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We know some folks out there. So all you Meadeites, get out there. Make sure you don't miss it. And get out to Hody's on Sunday and, of course, out to Windsor and on Saturday night. That would be
tomorrow night.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yep. Blah, blah, blah. Get straight here, Greg.
That's okay. We barely know what we're doing.
Well, you just told me. And remember I told you earlier I can't remember what I'm doing? I don't know. I've been busy, and I don't know why I'm so busy, but I am. Well, let's play a cut off this new CD, South of Cedars. The name of the CD is Sunny State, and we're going to play cut 5, People Can Change. So give a listen, and thanks for coming in. We'll play one tune, come back on the other side, and chat some more, okay?
Great.
Is what happy is. Life's little treasures, love's little gifts. You can take a picture of this. I said, this is what happy is. First time I saw you, my heart just knew. You were smiling cause you felt it too. We made a vow, two bands of gold, a lot to share, to have and hold us up. This is what happy is. Life's little treasures, love's little gifts. You can take a picture of this. Oh, this is what happy is. We'll build a house made out of bricks, sitting on that back porch like a couple of kids. Laughing at that bluebird, he's pitching such a fit. He don't know what happy is.
felt the same. So I'll keep you close and hold to this truth. People can change, oh, they can change. Most of the time, what you get, oh, it's not what you.
Welcome back to the show. It's 7:53. This is KGNU Highway 322, and I'm in with South DeCedars, based out of Fort Collins. That was their song, a great tune, People Can Change, and Shauna was taking the lead vocals on that one, I could tell, and that was a very cool song. Any genesis to that tune, and maybe you, what that means?
It's written based on my relationship with my brother, and it's an interesting dynamic, and that song sparked from that one. So.
Nice. It's a great one. It's great. That's the personal stuff. What can you say? You know, people, if I wrote about my brother, well, anyways.
Yeah.
It would be different.
Album,
it would be titled something different, but. And wouldn't be so nice, maybe. No, maybe it would be his title. But that's very cool. And I was just sitting here looking at the album cover, the CD cover. And by the way, folks, we have a couple of CDs to give away, so... when we get back to the music, give a call at 303-442-4242. And even after the show, if you'd like to call in after 8 o'clock, because the next Jack show will be running off of the what we call our wave card. It's pre-recorded. He's not in tonight, and I'll be here. So it'd be great to be able to give a couple of CDs away. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a couple more tunes, a short one and then a little longer one. But talk about where we can find you guys, and you know, Facebook or you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, South DeCedars, and we also have a website, southdecedars.com. You can buy music at southdecedars.com. You can also buy it on iTunes. This weekend, though, we have a special deal with the CDs and Sunny State T-shirts. You can get a CD and a T-shirt for $20. And you can do it all online, and we get them shipped out within just a few days. So
you get a is this a special with the bottle opener here?
No, that's for we got those for our release party.
I'm
but
just kidding, yeah.
Yeah,
you got to come.
You got a special
you gotta
one.
Drink a beer.
You can open your own beer when you're there.
Yeah.
Don't bring your own beer, but open your own beer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Well, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. I thought what we'd do is again, folks, 303-442-4242. And we'll get you a copy of this. We got a couple to give away, and try to catch the show tomorrow night. Shauna, recap the next 3 days of music. Where are you going to be? And because I can't remember everything.
Yeah, that's okay. So tomorrow night we're in Windsor at High Hops Brewery for the CD release party. We play around. We'll play around 7:15 or so, and we have Taggart and Silas opening for us. And then on Saturday we're in the town of Mead for their Christmas Woo-hoo. Celebration. And we'll play around 5:30. There's a free dinner, so you can come out for that. And then on Sunday, we're at Hody's for the Scene Magazine's Fresh Talent Showcase.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And we'll be on around 7?
Yeah, we'll be on. Yeah, on Sunday, we'll be on around 7.
Hey, Greg, say hi, since I can see you now. Sorry about that. I ain't a chance to chat with you, but thanks for coming in.
Bet.
He's behind the computer screen, so he picked probably the right spot. All right, guys, again, appreciate it. We're going to take everybody out, probably take the show out with a couple songs, a short song titled Daydreaming, and then we're going to play a tune called Stupid.
Daydreaming is really the intro track to Stupid. So,
all right.
We had a fan actually name that track, that second track for us. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you folks. Sean, of course, I've known you for a while, and Russ, you guys, thanks for coming in. Thanks for making the drive from Greeley. It's a long way, but
really
appreciate you guys coming in. And look forward to having you on Cabaret, you know, coming hopefully. I'm not sure when Steve's going to have you on, but we'll keep everybody posted.
Yeah, I think he said January or February,
awesome.
So we're really looking forward to that.
You'll play right in there. I'll show you that. And you've been in there, but that's where it all happens in there. And George will be doing engineering the show. But all right, thanks for everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Jack's show is up next. And we're going to take you out again with a couple from South of Cedar, Daydreaming Leading Into Stupid. Thanks for tuning in, and catch you down the road.
As you participate in Colorado Gives Day this year, keep KGNU in mind. Give where you live. KGNU is a fabulous resource for the community. Local music, local news, features of local nonprofits throughout the year. Increase the value of every dollar you donate through a $1 million incentive fund by pledging now at coloradogives.org/KGNU.
again.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to be celebrating the life and the birthday and the music of one of the most prolific ragtime composers in our history, Charles Leslie Johnson. Charles L. Johnson, born Kansas City, Kansas, died Kansas City, Kansas. Born December 3rd, 1876, died there in 1950. By the time he was six, he was pounding away on his neighbor's piano. He was composing and creating music. When he was nine, his parents bought him his own piano when he took lessons, but suddenly quit when his teacher complained about his playing ragtime. He studied theory and harmony. He taught himself several stringed instruments, became proficient on the violin, banjo, guitar, and mandolin. Joined several mandolin clubs, and a lot of his pieces have been arranged for mandolin. He got involved with publishing early on, and his biggest hit was the Dill Pickles Rag, written in 1906. He also had a big hit with an Indian song called Iola, and then his song Sweet and Low, which was very popular, earned him $30,000 when it first came out. He was so prolific as a composer that he had to use pseudonyms. Anyway, spent his whole life in San Francisco. In Kansas City, pardon me. Mostly he wrote simple, folksy tunes, lyrical melodies voiced in thin textures of single notes and triads. So they're easy to arrange for groups, and we will be listening to a lot of groups presenting his music tonight. But they have an appealing texture to them. You can whistle the melodies, so they were very popular in their day. We're not going to focus on the ones that were extremely popular. We're going to focus on what I call the rare rags. I have 16 of them, and one of my criteria